Chapter 26, An Unexpected Encounter.
Robert,
an older, loving voice called.
Robert, wake up.
Robert blinked his eyes open and found himself surrounded by pinkish-white cotton balls of clouds. He was lying down on very rocky ground, and in the corner of one eye, he glanced his bike on its side several feet away, still in one piece, but visibly the worse for wear. Robert sat up, removed his helmet, and looked around. The huge warm sun was so close that he thought he could touch it, but its heat and light weren't overpowering. It just felt welcoming. Even though the immediate area was clear and beautiful, he could still spot lightning crackling in the far distance, signaling the storm had passed. In short, the view was absolutely breathtaking. Since he was near the edge, he peered over to spot the tiny outline of his town below, as if he were viewing it from the window of a 747. He had made it. He had scaled Danger Peak. Robert tried standing, but a strong arm steadied him from behind.
Easy there.
Turning around, Robert recognized someone he had thought he'd never see again. Danny? He asked, not believing his eyes. It was really him. Filled with youthful energy and handsome as ever, Danny didn't look a day older than the last time Robert had seen him. In fact, he was wearing the exact same outfit as that day in his bedroom. Ripped blue jeans and a stylish black t-shirt. Have you been up here all this time?
Yep, he replied, looking down on all you guys.
Robert rushed to embrace his older brother, the pinkish clouds dancing as he hurried past.
But, Robert began, backing away.
How have you stayed alive all this time? You've been gone over a year. Danny didn't respond. He only looked at his little brother with pity in his big brown eyes, as if he didn't understand what he was saying. With no answer, Robert repeated himself. What are you doing here? Danny smiled that famously confident grin of his that Robert often tried to imitate.
I wanted to tell you how proud I am of you, Robert,
he began.
It's amazing how much you've grown up.
I can't believe it's only been a year.
Well, 13 is a lot different from 12, Robert said with remarkable self-awareness.
You're right,
Danny agreed.
And I've watched you deal with Dad the best way you could. I know how aggressive he can be.
That's an understatement, Robert said.
Maybe,
Danny admitted.
But also, realize Dad is doing the best that he can. He wasn't raised by loving parents like we were.
Robert was taken aback. Dad is loving? He asked.
I know it doesn't seem that way, but he does care about you, Robert,
Danny solemnly said.
He worries about you. He just has a funny way of showing it.
That's what Mom said, Robert replied.
You know that Mom loves you with all her heart,
Danny added. Robert nodded. I know.
Take care of her. You're her only son now.
Okay, Robert said, looking at the bandage still on his wounded ankle. Danny then knitted his eyebrows, as if to signal a shift in tone. It was clear his message wasn't going to be all sunshine and rainbows.
Robert,
he began more seriously,
I do have to warn you too.
About what? Robert asked in trepidation.
I've noticed you getting in trouble with the police,
he said sternly.
And I don't like it. You shouldn't steal. It's wrong.
Robert's pulse quickened. The last thing he wanted to do was upset Danny, especially in whatever limbo world they were conversing. At the same time, he still stood his ground. I only stole what was rightfully yours, he petulantly cried. You invented the turbocharger. Dr. Howard stole it from you. I only stole it back.
Two wrongs don't make a right,
Danny reasoned. Man, Robert began. You mean that cliche is really true?
I'm not joking,
Danny said.
And besides, you also stole Dr. Howard's laser. I didn't invent that.
Robert opened his mouth, prepared to continue the argument, but he ultimately fought the impulse. He wondered how often he would have a chance to talk to his big brother. He didn't know how much time they had left, and he didn't want to waste it fighting. Okay, Robert conceded. I'll give the laser back.
And?
Danny asked expectantly. Robert had to scan his brain to take his brother's hint, but when his eyes landed on his fallen bike, he finally understood. Oh, he said. And Dad's tires.
Good,
Danny said, smiling again. Once more, Robert took in the atmosphere around them. They seemed to be halfway to heaven and yet still stuck on Earth. He could feel the harsh ground beneath his sneakers, but his upper body felt like it was floating in space. After an awkward beat, Robert decided to ask, What's it like, Danny?
What's what like?
Robert paused. Then summoning up the courage, What's it like in heaven? Teasingly, Danny waited a few moments before responding, purposefully keeping him in suspense. It was one of his typical Big Brother power moves, and Robert had to chuckle to himself in recognition of his game. Even after all this time, he was still the same old Danny, and their relationship felt as if no time had passed. Like they had just seen each other the other day at home, with the older brother ribbing Robert to finish his homework early so they could work on his bike.
It's hard to describe,
Danny finally answered.
But it's wonderful.
Robert smiled.
And it's only the beginning,
Danny continued.
Our lives are long, even afterlife. You'll see one day.
Robert suddenly didn't care that he had bested Danger Peak, and for a moment, it didn't even seem odd that he was talking to his brother. He was just happy to see him again, in whatever form. Daring himself, and with mist in his eyes, Robert asked, Danny, do you want to have a Star Wars sleepover? Maybe I can play Han this time. Danny warmly smiled.
Not now, buddy,
he replied. Then, as if something or someone was calling him, he added,
I have to go. I'll see you later. I promise.
Danny waved and began walking away, and Robert wondered where he could possibly be going since they were on top of a mountain. He tried to follow, but found he was stuck to the earth, like in a bad dream. He couldn't move, no matter how hard he struggled. No! Wait! He called out to his departing brother. Danny? It was bad enough that Danny had to leave Robert's life once already, but now he was stranding him again. Don't leave, Danny, Robert desperately cried. Don't leave me alone. As Danny disappeared completely into the mist, Robert heard his final words.
You're not alone.